This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Bit of a rebound for corn and soybeans. It was a rough start to the week after a really poor finish last week. Thursday, prices looked like they were on the way up again, but Friday, giving all of that back and breaking various points of support on the charts here. There's negativity with the weather outlook. It's certainly not rosy for everyone. There are places where it's remaining way too wet, and that's getting in the way not only of trying to wrap up plantings. That's all but finished. There were some reports of farmers trying to get beans in late here, and there will be, of course, harvest activity for wheat and some double crop beans to follow that across the country. But it's at that point where now it's a worry for this crop that's standing in ponds, if you will. Now, the rest of the country, mixed between having some warmer, drier days, but yet still in the forecast, some rains ahead off and on, and that's flipping from a wetter northwest to eventually some rain across the southeast. This is all something that at least the speculators are thinking, well, rain makes grain. It's not like it was a month ago, these worries about getting the crop planted. The crop's all but planted, and now it's looking better in places, as indicated, of course, by the crop progress results yesterday afternoon. The slight friendly development, though, would be that those crop condition ratings did drop, both for corn and soybeans, by 2 percentage points for the good to excellent ratings, and that's at least slightly friendly so far for the corn and the bean futures.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn up 5 even at 448 and 3 quarters. July soybeans up 9 and a half at 1167 and a quarter. July soybean meal up $6.20 at $366.50. July soybean oil up 28 cents at $44.01. On the Merck, August live cattle down 10 cents at 182.70. August feeder cattle down 10 cents at 261.22. July lean hogs down 2 cents at 95.35. July pork cutout unchanged at 103.50. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.